This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation that is greatly concerned about the ongoing violence, the ongoing destruction, the ongoing war that is going on in Gaza. Where do Americans stand, according to a big new recent poll by Pew Research Center? It's actually a fascinating answer, and the way that people are split, according particularly to age, is one of those questions that is worth asking. There is a sense in the United States at the end of this holiday of Hanukkah, and yes, we are approaching the very end of the eight-day holiday. The fact that this is a different Hanukkah than any other celebration that we've ever had in the United States of America, because of all of the attention, not just on what has been happening in Israel, but to the rise of anti-Semitism here in the United States. We will get to that also in this hour of the Michael Medved Show. And then preparing for being joined by Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire and former Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina, who has just received Governor Sununu's endorsement, which is considered to give her a real chance of finishing second or even first in the New Hampshire primary, which is the first primary election in the country. It's actually taking place on the 23rd of January, so not far away. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number, by the way. The Pew Center has a special poll that they commissioned, and the Pew Research Organization poll showed American attitudes toward violence against Jews, against Muslims here in the United States, and the violence by Jews and by Muslims against one another in the Middle East. The new Pew Research Center survey was conducted November 27th and December 3rd, so clearly after the beginnings of the war in Gaza. And it was a large poll. They contacted 5,203 adults. And what they found is the majorities of both Republicans and Republican-leaning independents said that Hamas had a lot of responsibility. That was a terminology for the conflict. 73%. Of Republicans believe that Hamas had a lot of responsibility for conflict. Democrats, how can you not think that Hamas had responsibility for the conflict? But Democrats and Democrat leaners, 62% said Hamas had a lot of responsibility. Democrats were twice as likely as Republicans to say the Israeli government bore a lot of responsibility. 50% of Democrats said the Israeli government was responsible, but only 21% of Republicans. About half of adults between the ages of 18 to 29 said that Hamas had a lot of responsibility for the war. That compares with majorities of more than 60% among older age groups. Why would it be, other than the kind of propaganda that they've been getting at college campuses, why would younger people be so much more likely to come down on the side of a terrorist group like Hamas? And it's not a secret to anyone that Hamas is a terror group. it's been labeled that way by international bodies at the UN, by the European Union, yes, by the United States of America. Nearly half of Americans, 48%, say that when thinking about the war, they are extremely or very concerned about the possibility of increasing violence against Jewish people in the United States. Another 31% say they are somewhat concerned about this. What that means is that 79% of people in this country say they're concerned about violence against Jewish people in the United States. Another 31% say they're somewhat concerned. There are only 19% who have little or no concern about increasing violence against American Jews. And this is one of the few areas where Republicans and Democrats come out exactly the same at 49%, respectively, say they are extremely or very concerned about the possibility of increasing violence against Jews in this country. Democrats, however, say they're more concerned about increasing violence against Muslims in America. And yes, there have been a few incidents, but it has not been common. And when you look at people who actually look over the record of hate crimes, the idea that America is being swept by a wave of Islamophobia has not come to pass. Meanwhile, on terms of the Biden administration's response to the Israel-Hamas war, roughly a third of adults, 35%, approve of the Biden administration's response to the Israel-Hamas war, while 41% disapprove, and 24% are not sure. And what's interesting here is how would people who disapprove of the Biden administration's response, how would they like the Biden administration response to be different? Republicans disapprove of the administration's response by about 2-1. Democrats are more evenly divided. I'm not sure I understand what that means. In other words, does it mean that Republicans who are upset, they feel that Biden hasn't been clear enough, strong enough in support of Israel? Or does this negativity toward the Biden administration just carry over automatically in terms of Republicans being so used to disasters like what happened in Afghanistan and withdrawing the American troops that whatever Biden does, including doing courageous and audacious things like sending two United States aircraft carrier battle groups to the Middle East to protect against Iranian attacks on American troops in Syria and Iraq, that's quite different. Americans also differ over Israel's ongoing military operation against Hamas, with nearly a third not sure. About a quarter say Israel is going too far in its current military operation, while about as many, 25%, say it is taking the right approach. 16% of Americans say Israel is not going far enough militarily. Again, what this indicates is that Americans are concerned about it, they feel terrible about it, they feel worried about it, but they're not really sure how you move beyond it. And it's one of those same pieces of confusion that has led to confrontations all across this country. And one of those confrontations involved Rashida Tlaib herself. And I didn't know this until the story came up. We will get to it in a moment. But she had draped a Palestinian flag outside of her congressional offices because she's the only Palestinian American in Congress. So what happened regarding that flag? We'll let you know coming up on the Medved Show.
know who you are.
Michael Medved.
Your light will not be dimmed.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there was a little bit of a confrontation at the congressional offices of Rashida Tlaib. And you'd think, well, this is just another story of Israelis or Jewish people here in the United States confronting Palestinian Americans or Arab Americans here in the United States. It's different. Why is it different? Because Rashida Tlaib was confronted in her congressional office by a pro-Israeli activist who's Palestinian and a Palestinian Arab. And that makes it a little bit different. He describes himself as an Arab-Israeli activist who was very concerned about the kidnap victims. And he actually came to Rashida Tlaib's office, where she has the Palestinian flag flying in front of the door. And he put up some of those posters with the pictures of the hostages, asking and hoping for the hostages to be released. The activist is becoming very prominent. His name is Yosef Haddad, and he certainly is a strong voice on behalf of Israel, and a strong voice disproving the whole idea that Israel is some kind of apartheid regime that only divides people according to ethnicity, because he's an Arab. In any event, here is what the episode sounded like in Washington, D.C., clip 2.
In front of the office of the anti-Semitic liar Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the same Rashida Tlaib that refuses to condemn the terrorist organization Hamas, the same Rashida Tlaib that refuses and turned a blind eye on the atrocities that Hamas committed on the 7th of October. Yes. They killed Israelis, they burned and raped our women, they kidnapped our kids, they kidnapped the elderly, the sick. Those kids were kidnapped by Hamas. And Rashida Tlaib doesn't say anything, anything, seriously. So here, I'm putting the flyer for her in order to make sure that she doesn't forget that we have kidnapped Israelis in Gaza, kidnapped by Hamas. And if the English doesn't shock her and make her change her mind, maybe the Arabic one will make her change her mind. Rashida Tlaib, stop being a hypocrite. Stop lying. Call for the immediate release of the babies and for the immediate release of every hostage kidnapped by the terrorist organization Hamas. This is the right thing to do.
Okay. He's passionate, fantastic, a voice that is needed. What happened was that after he put up the posters, the for the hostages, he said, "You want to free the Palestinians? Free the Palestinians from the terrorist organization Hamas," he said, "free the hostages." And he then produced an Israeli flag and draped it over the Palestinian flag hanging outside Tlaib's office. And he said, "I really hope she doesn't take this down," he said, while pointing to the flyers of kidnapped children. The video that he produced then cut to 5 minutes later when Yosef Haddad may peace be upon him, honest to goodness, where he returned to the office and he says, "Unbelievable, you see, just as expected, they took the flyers down, and literally 5 minutes gone. Shame on you, Rashida Tlaib." Well, shame on you, Rashida Tlaib. And by the way, shame on the United Nations. We used to refer to it in this program as the United Nothing. But first of all, because they're not united at all, but the United Nations voted so overwhelmingly to basically ignore the hostages, because they had an opportunity to vote for a change in the resolution that would have called for a ceasefire, but did not call for the release of the remaining hostages. And the vote was 153 nations in favor of an unconditional ceasefire, 23 nations abstaining, including some of our close European allies, and 10 nations, including Paraguay, who knows why. It used to be Paraguay was a place where they had a lot of refugee Nazis who were struck there. the New York Times is just reporting that Israeli military officials announced that they found the remains of two hostages captured in Hamas's 7th attack on Israel, 7th of October attack on Israel, and they have repatriated the bodies. The remains of the hostages, Aidan Zakaria, 27, and Master Sergeant Ziv Dado, 36, were discovered during a recent operation in the Gaza Strip, Israeli officials said in a statement. Ms. Zakaria was taken hostage from the Tribe of Nova music festival in Re'im in southern Israel, while Sergeant Dado was serving as a logistics supervisor in the Army's Golani Brigade, one of the most elite units in the Israeli Army. At the time of the attack, and he had been presumed dead, the operation to locate their bodies resulted in at least two deaths, officials said, including those of Master Sergeant Ayel Meir Berkowitz and General Gal Meir Eisenkot, the son of the war cabinet minister, Lieutenant Gadi Eisenkot. They died on December 7th. Our national mission is to locate the missing and return all the hostages home, the Israeli military said. We are working together with security agencies and with all intelligence and operational means in order to return all the hostages home. One of the efforts that was highlighted in the Wall Street Journal today was that they are pumping seawater into the tunnels to try to force Hamas fighters to the surface and to surrender. One of the things that was fascinating speaking to General Barry McCaffrey earlier in the show is he made clear that it is not an exaggeration, it is the truth that Israel has been able to eliminate of some 5,000 Hamas terrorists. That's an estimated total of 30,000 who are part of the Hamas military. And so far, thank God, the Israeli losses have been less than 100, slightly less than 100 killed in action in the war so far. When we come back, more about what Volodymyr Zelensky had to say about the situation in Ukraine when he was here in the United States yesterday. That and more, plus the latest in the political wars, coming up on The Medved Show.
I think that this is an interesting thing to ponder.
The Michael Medved Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Federal Reserve policymakers are maintaining current interest rates for the third consecutive meeting, signaling a pause in the central bank's series of rate hikes over the past 2 years to combat inflation. Projections indicate three rate cuts in 2024. President Biden has concluded a private White House meeting with the families of eight Americans previously held hostage by Hamas.
We are here because the president and his team have been bringing out light in this dark time.
Following a 7-day ceasefire, Hamas released over 100 hostages, but approximately 140 individuals are still held captive. According to a U.S. defense official, an American warship intercepted and shot down a drone believed to be launched from a Houthi-controlled area in Yemen. The incident occurred Wednesday morning local time, and the warship took defensive action as the unmanned aerial vehicle was headed in its direction. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nibbling at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by.
And a.
And folks.
Certainly for the holiday season, a joyous season for some members of Congress, one who emerged as a superstar because of her grilling of Ivy League college presidents in a very, very impactful, famous congressional hearing about anti-Semitism was the subject of the hearing. Elise Stefanik of New York State, who, again, is not Jewish. She is a Roman Catholic, but she has great solidarity with Israel, with the Jewish people generally, and particularly on this cause of anti-Semitism. Just a few minutes ago, she rose on the House floor and said this. Listen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you to Chairwoman Fox for chairing last week's important hearing. There is a reason that last week's hearing, the university presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT made history as the most watched congressional testimony in history with over 1 billion views. And that's because their testimony was the most morally bankrupt testimony in the history of the United States Congress. When asked the very specific question, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate your code of conduct on bullying and harassment, the world watched and the world heard their answers in horror. As the president of Harvard, the president now former of Penn, and the president of MIT equivocated, dehumanized, and failed to answer yes. Anyone with a sliver of decency, humanity, and morality knows that the answer to that question is yes. President Cornbliss of MIT said that such depravity would only be considered harassment depending on the, quote, context. When pressed during her questioning, Penn's president, now former President McGill's response was shocking to the extreme. Quote, if the speech becomes conduct, it can be harassment. Finally, Harvard President Gay, whose answer was the same, quote, it depends on the context. It was pathetic, amoral, and inhumane, and by God, the world heard it. And as I said in the hearing, it does not depend on the context. As attacks against Jewish students have skyrocketed on campuses across America, we clearly have tremendous work ahead of us, Mr. Speaker, to address this rot of anti-Semitism that is now rooted in our once premier higher education institutions, and we will not be deterred by this important work. This is why I rise today in support of my bipartisan resolution condemning the rise of anti-Semitism on university campuses around the country and the morally bankrupt testimony of those university presidents.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I give the gentlewoman another 30 seconds.
It is only a first step, but it is an important step. I commend my colleagues, Congressman Moskowitz, Majority Leader Scalise, and Congressman Gottheimer, for joining to lead this historically important bipartisan effort to stand for moral truth. And
okay, she's very formidable, and she has been great on this issue. And the attempt to lampoon her on Saturday Night Live was one of the low points for any Saturday Night Live I can think of. It wasn't funny, and they were making fun of the wrong side. Elise Stefanik is speaking with clarity and with courage. And it's related, I believe, the response with the 1 billion people who have watched some form of that testimony around the world and looked at it again and again and again. There's a terrific piece in Wall Street Journal by Liel Leibovitz, who is the editor-at-large of Tablet Magazine and the author of a book which I had been unaware of. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. And Leibovitz writes that thousands of Jews will celebrate the holiday of Hanukkah as intended for the first time, but as a somber and religious reflection of what it means to be Jewish. The U.S. post-October 7th is a different country for secular Jews, many of whom now yearn for deeper connections to their past and to the stories that have bound them as a people for millennia. Hanukkah celebrates one such timeless tale whose history Hamas has given cause to recall and rehearse. And then he goes through the basic story of Matathias, Matasyahu in Hebrew, who was a priest in Modi'in, which is a town outside of Jerusalem, right outside. It's a suburb, basically. But there, the local officials who had replaced him were conducting worship of Zeus, because they were determined to assimilate to the, at the time, Seleucid Greek rulers of the land of Judea. Matasyahu's war wasn't merely a rebellion against the empire. It was a reminder to his generation of sophisticated Jews, eager to fit in, that assimilation wasn't an option. The Greeks weren't interested in a gorgeous mosaic of diverse peoples and cultures. They demanded submission and the erasure of anyone who insisted on the dignity of difference. Most Jews were too entranced by the empire's promise to appreciate this. It took a shocking war to remind them that they were Jews forever, standing outside of history, resented for refusing to replace their ancient ways with something more modern, slick, and ephemeral. Two millennia later, American Jews are learning the same lesson. Before October 7th, many of us lived lives of quiet and content assimilation. Sure, we told ourselves, a bunch of kooky kids may be shouting offensive slogans on campus. The news media may be perversely determined to cast Israel in the worst possible light. Yet none of that ultimately mattered, we reasoned, for if we said and did the right things, we could still be part of America's gilded elites. Then came the attack. And suddenly the gilded elites proved to be much like the Seleucids than anyone might have imagined. Anti-Israel activists have trapped and, in some cases, assaulted Jewish students on college campuses across the country. The great press has related Hamas's propaganda as news. Thousands of our neighbors have waved Palestinian flags and cheered for the destruction of the world's only Jewish state. American Jews, as a consequence, are having their Mattathias moment. Though they aren't picking up the sword, they're becoming much more comfortable than ever, setting themselves apart. You can see them filing into synagogues they'd never visited before, or buying Star of David necklaces to make sure they're easily identified as Jews, even though, or precisely because, they may pay for it with a nasty look or worse. You can hear them at Shabbat dinners and read their posts on social media, helping one another recover from the betrayal of so many people they once considered friends. Last month, nearly 300,000 of them marched on the National Mall in Washington, the largest pro-Israel gathering in American history, to make sure they were counted as Jews. This is clearly a very appropriate theme for Hanukkah. Meanwhile, we have the story that I've been eager to tell of a horrible crime and an unusual punishment involving a Chipotle store and a thrown bowl of burrito, whatever that means. We'll explain all. Coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Well,
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Michael Medved show. One of the problems in this country that lies behind so much of the concern about racism, about Islamophobia, about anti-Semitism, is the basic separation of groups of people who can't even imagine being in the shoes of somebody else or another group of people, those barriers. And some of those are ethnic barriers, some of those are religious barriers, some of them are economic barriers. And people basically treating people who might be in a different economic group as an enemy because of some of this difficulty that people have crossing lines and feeling any kind of compassion or identification with people in different circumstances. There's a story that has been getting international attention where the headline says, woman sentenced to work at Chipotle after throwing burrito bowl at manager's face. Okay, this takes a little bit of detail to try to understand what happened. Is a woman who threw her chicken burrito bowl at a Chipotle manager will now have to work at the restaurant chain to avoid jail time. So she's sentenced to work at Chipotle? Last month, Rosemary Hain was found guilty of one count of assault after admitting she threw her order at her manager, the store's manager, Emily Russell, in September. The incident was recorded on video, great, and it's fairly horrifying. It showed Hain yelling at Russell before hurling the food right at her face. The judge, whose name is Timothy Gilligan of Parma Municipal Court in Ohio, said during sentencing, here's what he said and what the judge sounded like. By the way, it may say something about where we are as a country. The judge in this case was surrounded by a plastic protective barrier while he issued his sentence to make sure that no a burrito bowl was thrown at him. Here's what Judge Gilligan had to say.
You didn't get your burrito bowl the way you like, and this is how you respond? You went in there looking for a fire.
I did not, Your Honor. I did not. If I show you how my food looked and how my food looked a week later from that same restaurant, it was disgusting looking. And all I wanted...
I would be disgusted by that food.
My daughter was...
How can I be happy with the food you're about to get in jail? Do you want to walk in her shoes for 2 months and learn how people should treat people, or do you want to do your jail time?
I'd like to walk in her shoes.
Okay, I'd like to walk in her shoes. Hain was initially supposed to pay only a fine and serve a 180-day jail term with a 90-day suspension. However, things worked in her favor as Judge Gilligan offered her a chance to reduce her sentence. According to Gilligan, Hain agreed to work 20 hours per week at the restaurant for 2 months in exchange for cutting her sentence by 60 days. Russell, who is the one who had the plate thrown at her, told the judge that the last 2 months have been difficult for her as she continues to deal with the trauma from the food-throwing incident. She also told the Post that she was trying to protect a 17-year-old employee who was getting screamed at by Hain. Russell said she remade the order twice and included extra meat and more to make Hain happy. Hain took the order but returned minutes later. She started screaming at me. The next thing I knew, she threw the food right in my face. I was so embarrassed and in shock. I couldn't believe my customers had to witness that. She continued, I had to work with food in my face and my hair for the next 4 hours after it happened because no one was sent to relieve me. She's no longer working with Chipotle, but obviously there will be press attention to watch how the food thrower actually changes and when she spends some time actually working as a food preparer. What's stunning to me is, okay, this entire process, and she's standing before the judge, and he's basically giving her some discipline, verbal discipline, and she responds by saying, that food is disgusting. You should see what I ordered. First of all, the fact that she would come back there to the same restaurant and order food that she found so disgusting that she had to throw it at the manager of the restaurant, I think this is probably not going to be the last indication of antisocial behavior that we're going to get from the people, the individual who is involved here. Meanwhile, there is a short video showing Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, offering a crucial endorsement for Nikki Haley for president in a state where she actually does have a chance of catching up to Trump and maybe winning the New Hampshire primary. Here is what that video sounds like.
There was a sweet older woman who has come to a lot of events, and I saw her coming in here, and she said, so are you going to finally endorse Nikki Haley for president? You bet your ass I am. Let's get this thing done. We are all in on Nikki Haley, undoubtedly.
That's pretty cool. And there's a certain amount of enthusiasm. We're going to be speaking to both Chris Sununu and Nikki Haley coming up. Here's what he said when he was sitting alongside Nikki Haley at a restaurant in New Hampshire and speaking to Fox News about his endorsement. This is clip 9A.
I'm asking everyone to come out. If you're a Republican, a conservative, an independent, conservative Democrat, I don't care. The fact is we're going to have a record turnout here, and if everybody that can vote comes out and votes, there's no doubt Nikki Haley's going to win this thing in a landslide here in New Hampshire, and that's the fundamental change. It's not a candidate and a campaign. It's a movement. It really is, and it's a movement the entire country's been waiting for and looking for. So we're throwing a little gasoline on this fire, but we're going to work hard. You got to earn every vote, but there's no doubt the momentum's there, and when you look at the background, when you have the economic experience as a governor and within the United Nations, understanding what is happening internationally, where those issues are so pressing. This isn't just let's get behind a candidate that can win. That's obvious. This is really getting behind the best qualified person to be president of the United States, and that's what gets so exciting. It is a full package deal for the citizens of New Hampshire and ultimately kicking off for the rest of the country.
Okay, what would it mean if she runs stronger than expected in New Hampshire? It would mean a change in the entire race. And this is one of those things where one of the most famous New Hampshire primaries ever that changed the course of American history was in 1968, where Eugene McCarthy was running against Lyndon Johnson, who was the incumbent president. And it was dramatic because Lyndon Johnson won the primary, but McCarthy got 43%. If Nikki Haley got 43% in New Hampshire, well, first of all, because the vote is more divided, that means that she would win. And the idea that he was inviting, says, I don't care if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're an independent, well, that's because you can choose who to vote for in the New Hampshire primary. And one thing that they're showing is that there is, in the RCP poll in New Hampshire, the Trump, Haley, and DeSantis. Right now in New Hampshire, it shows Trump at 44%, Haley at 18%, DeSantis at 13%. Now, that... And then there's Chris Christie, who is also continuing his race in New Hampshire. If Chris Christie and DeSantis got together to actually team up, it would be very close against President Trump, because that would be 44 to 41%. This is doable. We'll see about that change of history from the history makers coming up on the Michael Medved.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.